Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello.
Hello. We missed you last week, Jess. Welcome to Fat Mascara, everyone.
I know you were with Wanyi.
I was. It was a little unhinged. I'm not going to lie.
I haven't seen her in so long. Oh my God. Remember we all used to work together in the Hearst Tower?
We did.
I didn't get to work with her, but sometimes I'd come visit you guys.
I know. Well, we kept everybody up to date on the news. Fat Mascara did not leave anybody hanging. The headlines were handled. I would say Wang Yi didn't have a business desk. She had more of a, somehow it all relates back to DC Comics or Keanu Reeves' desk.
I know, but she likes Keanu a lot.
But that's Wang Yi. So yeah. Hi, how are you? How's your week going?
Well. My week is going very well. It is action-packed. A few things.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Tell me.
I was on important business. I had to see Yvonne Pohl.
Oh, very important business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I had a mission. He is also known as the beauty sandwich, and I experienced the sandwich.
Maybe for the uninformed, can you define the beauty sandwich?
Yeah, so the beauty sandwich. Okay, so go on your Instagram if you have one. I feel like a lot of our listeners might have Instagram, right?
Yeah, so, you've heard of it, everyone.
I don't know. I think there's like three people who probably don't have Instagram, and good for you. I want to be like you one day. So check him out. He is an incredible, like to call him like an esthetician is not really doing him justice. You know, we're going to have him on the show soon and he can tell you about his background. He really is like a wizard with all kinds of devices. He doesn't give you, as Jen once said, like a massage, wash your face while you take a nap. This man is like a wizard with radio frequency, all kinds of tools that I didn't even recognize, never seen somebody bust out these kind of tools. And he does this.
Oh, you sat in his, you had like an experience with him. It wasn't meeting. You laid down.
Oh, yeah, we had a meeting, but then I experienced the sandwich. And he does this incredible proprietary facial that he created. And he'll explain when he's on the show how he came up with the technique. But he comes to New York every 6 weeks or so, has I call it an Adele residency at Fouquet's in New York. And he does his famous clients and—
Including Jessica Matlin, beauty director of Moda Operandi.
Well, we have a relationship with him because he is exclusive. The beauty sandwich is exclusive at Moda, and it has been killing it. I mean, like, we sold out.
Oh, so his brand. Just
the beauty sandwich.
This is not to be confused with the moisture sandwich.
No, the moisture sandwich is like a technique.
Of layering products, yes.
Of layering products. But the beauty sandwich is his brand and his knockout product, his only product, solo product. And I love that, you know, he just came up with one product, the killer product. It's called The Sauce. The sauce.
The sauce for the sandwich.
The sauce for the sandwich. And when he explains his whole technique, it'll all make sense.
And it's ketchup and mayonnaise. That's what the special sauce always is. By the way, can I just say an aside? If you go anywhere for fast food and they say there's a special sauce on your veggie burger, it's going to be ketchup and mayonnaise.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Continue.
So he put his sauce on my face after he did his amazing kind of like technique with his wands and buzzers and all things.
Thank you for the details, Jess.
So, yeah.
We'll wait for Yvonne to get more into the buzzers involved.
I know, he's going to kill me when he listens to this. He's going to be like, wands and buzzers? What? Like, that machine costs $1,000. No, anyway, he showed me in the middle, and Jen, I know you'll relate to this, and I know anyone who's ever seen a before and after sometimes will completely relate to this. You know when you see a before and after and someone like, the left side, like, look how dour and sad and saggy the person looked. And look at the right side, look at the difference. And sometimes you're like, I don't really see
all the time.
He showed me the difference.
On yourself?
On myself. Yeah, like mid-treatment.
When he had only done one side.
Yes. Yeah. It takes a lot of confidence, I think, in your work to show somebody the difference, like in person, not some like before and after, like on a website or a show. There was a major difference. He said he activated the muscles on my right side. They were activated. And he said that he did both sides after. He said he snatched the muscles. He used the word snatched.
Oh, people love that word. Yes, go on.
And he said, I said, so how long is this going to last? I said, I'm having dinner with my husband. It was actually I didn't tell him this. I had my anniversary dinner with my husband last night.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. 5 years. I said, you know, I'm going out. He said, I thought this was going to last. I thought it was going to melt like in the shower that night. I thought this would be like a 12-hour, 24-hour benefit because he does a lot of people for like the Met Gala, Oscars, et cetera. I thought this was kind of a melt away. I'm not kidding. He said it lasts up to 6 weeks.
That muscle change that made you look lifted and snatched sticks around even after one treatment.
Yeah. So his regular clients see him like every 6 weeks.
So this is like new face on steroids.
What he does.
Whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
And the sauce is just the topical portion of it.
Yeah. That's the compliment. It's a beautiful product that—
6 weeks.
Yeah. It gives you a beautiful glow. It nourishes your skin. It has all the kind of yummy essential oils.
How convenient that he comes to New York every 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. You'd think he planned that or something.
So anyway, it's a gorgeous product. It's a really nice treatment. Not everyone can get the treatment. I'm desperate for him to make a device.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
He should call it the buzzer, the bells and whistles and buzzer.
The dinger, the buzzer.
The dinger.
Stick with the—
The snatcher.
The snatch.
You know we come up with ideas for products all the time on Fat Mascara. Do not take that one. That's a horrible name for a beauty gadget. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to talk to him. Actually, that's coming up couple weeks, I think. Stay tuned, Fat Mascara listeners. Oh, that's fun. Thank you for the preview.
Of course. So what else is going on? What's been happening? I feel like we're overdue for a catch-up because I wasn't here last week. So
I know. And then everybody just sits in while we catch up. Well, things are good. I'm recording, just so everybody knows, from an 1865 farmhouse in the Northern Catskills. So excuse any change in sound. And
Is there a lot of property?
I mean, there's farms everywhere. And so every now and then these big combine style trucks go by. So if you hear anything, that's what that is. But me and the fam, the stepson, we're up here having the last of our spring break together and so experiencing cool. nature. So that's where I'm recording from. But we still have a full episode for you. We're going to talk about the news.
Do you go on like little walks? Like, I mean, I got to get out in nature more. I really love nature.
We're going to visit the alpacas this afternoon. There's an alpaca farm nearby. So we're going to see them. We do lots of hikes and it has a big kitchen. So we're like cooking stuff. We made pizzas last night with a wood fire oven pizza. You'll be proud to know my stepson is now a vegetarian.
Awesome.
So we've been eating all vegetarian.
Rock on.
And we've just been enjoying spring. So anyway, enough about me. More importantly, what's going on in the beauty industry? I say we get into it. What do you say?
I say let's do it. I say let's get involved. Let's catch up with the headlines.
All right.
I missed you guys. I hope everyone is having a nice entree to spring. I'm feeling better. I really am feeling more optimistic about everything, kind of, you know?
That is unbridled enthusiasm from
Jessica. No, I'm joking around. No, the sunnier weather, the warmer weather. It's 87 degrees here today in New York / New Jersey.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Wait,
did it not hit the...
Well, I'm in the Northern Catskills. I'm at like, you know, 3,000 feet elevation. It's a little bit cooler. But
no, it's so gorgeous. Yesterday, it was absolutely stunning. I was walking around like a big grin like an idiot. I looked totally unhinged.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling up. Let's hurry up and get to the news so we can get you outside for some fresh air.
Gorge. Let's do it. Okay, Jen, I know you're doing the headlines today, which I'm very excited about. But I wanted to talk about, you know, there's like all these newsletters, so many newsletters. You cannot keep up. I could spend my whole day just like reading newsletters. That's actually how I'd like to spend my days.
It's like we got rid of magazines and instead we have 10 newsletters to read. Can you put all of my favorite newsletters into this thing that's paper that I can carry with me and feel relaxed and sit outside by a pool and read? What is this invention? I believe it's called a magazine.
You know what? They might do that. Some idiot is going to be like, what if we put them all together?
It's an IRL virtual newsletter.
We're going to buy them and sell advertising.
Genius.
But anyway, you could hold it. Oh my God. A physical copy. Oh my God. I'm going to kill myself. Okay. Ready? So here is this one newsletter. Well, it's not a newsletter. It's like, I'm probably going to misrepresent it and they're going to get mad. But Lauren Sherman, who is a fantastic writer, and she was at Business of Fashion. She really covers fashion, but now she's like at this place called POC. And it was like big news. And now she's like writing about fashion under POC. And she's put out a few pieces already. And this one is about La Roche. It says La Roche and the red carpet pilling of this red carpet pilling of this just hit me for the first time of the styling industry. So mm-hmm. we know that La Roche, who is like a famous stylist,
loudly quit, not quiet quit.
that's even funnier.
Yeah, hire me, someone for your IRL paper newsletter.
I was about to say maybe you could be one of the biggest editors at a magazine, Jen.
My headline skills are going to waste.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay, so he said he was retiring. He was only keeping Zendaya as his client, and he's had enough of the whole fashion machine, the celebrity PR brand machine that is styling.
Yeah, so he's like a real personality, right? Yeah, he put like mm-hmm. an Instagram, he wrote like retired with one of those like kind of stamp font things. Anyway, he said her whole thing is like Roche's behavior in front of the camera and his alleged behavior behind the scenes says a lot about the state of celebrity styling today and what a messy, sordid, unfair business it could be. So it's a really good story. Again, she's a really talented, a great reporter. I'm just curious, and this is not like leading or like, I have nothing juicy to say at the end of this, so it's kind of like a weird item, but like I'm dying for something like this to come out with beauty. Like when is like the beauty moment going to come out, the equivalent?
The glam squad, someone on the glam squad is going to have a falling out with drama behind it.
Mm-hmm. Because like this was like quite shocking.
The last time I can think of that happening is like, I remember when Scott Barnes and J-Lo, is that what you're going to think?
Yeah,
a way to bring it back, Jen, but like— yeah. That sort of rocked the industry because it was a quieter time and she was one of the few celebrities that made her behind-the-scenes glam squad well-known to her fans.
Yes.
So when they stopped working together, I mean, we all know.
But still, I don't know any, like, real juice on that. Like, I would never dare, like, breathe a word because I don't have any facts.
You have to be so major that you don't have to worry about finances. You don't have to worry about annoying a brand or a celebrity. Like, you're literally done working to give us the real scoop on what it's like to be as a member of a glam squad these days and have to say, wow, I am the makeup artist and I work with TK brand like Chanel, but you are the face and you're the contracted face of Valentino makeup. So how do we make that work? Which is a thing that happens all the time.
You have to, like, be willing to, like, just say goodbye. Forever.
Well, if there is a makeup or hairstylist out there who wants to come on Fat Mascara and give us the, or as we like to call it, the Rat Mascara, which is the podcast we're going to do when this one's done, where we tell you everything, Rat Mascara.
Rat Mascara.
Come on and tell us what it's really like.
Paywall of $29.99 per episode.
Per episode. I hear you. You're right. We haven't heard that from the beauty side of things. And all of that, those same concerns come into play, which are managing brand partnerships, friendships, when business relationships turn to friendships, high stakes events and how stressful they can be.
Yeah. And I don't know the answer to this. I wonder if beauty is more political than fashion. I really would value anyone's or if they're the same. I don't know. And like almost always worked in like a fashion / beauty, like adjacent title or business. And I still kind of can't tell. So
yeah. And how many guests have we had on when we asked them why they decided to focus on beauty as part of their career? We've heard this again and again. The beauty people are just nicer.
They find it easier to, an easier environment to work in.
So maybe that extends to this conversation that you were just talking about that La Roche brought up and that Lauren Sherman brought up in her newsletter.
Yeah.
Or so, it's not a newsletter. I'm sorry, Puck.
But yeah, if anyone has any insight, and I'm joking around. I don't expect you to call in and be like, you know who's an ass? But like, you know, if any insight into like,
just got a tip line.
Kind of.
Call us on the tip line.
No, but like, you know,
it could be anonymous. 646-481-8182. What? That's how they do it at the FBI?
Oh, Dumois certainly is doing quite well with all this. But I'm
Rat Mascara tip line, 646-481-8182.
Yeah, let us know. I'm curious how these relationships are working and... Yeah, I don't know.
That's all she'll say about that.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm going to take us upbeat before I also have a little bit of a rat mascara.
I thought it was plenty upbeat. I was plenty
upbeat. No, but it was like scintillating is the word that's coming to mind.
Provocative. Provocative.
Provocative, because scintillating is not a word. Yeah, provocative, Jess. Well, then I'll keep it provocative, actually. This just in, hot trend for spring, the reverse money piece.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So this is a hair color trend. If anybody doesn't remember, the money pieces of, I would say like a 2002 to 2005 era when you would dye just the two front pieces. Actually, even earlier than that, because I remember doing this with Jolene hair bleach that's meant for facial hair and things. Mm-hmm. And I would peel out just two pieces on either side of my center part and I would Jolene bleach them and I have brunette hair and they would turn like a lovely shade of orange. And those were my money pieces is what we sometimes called them, just face framing highlights. Well, the reverse money piece, according to the trend arbiters, but not these two trend arbiters, is a darkened hair color. Mm. So let's say you have light brown hair, you do deep brunette, just two pieces around your face. Or, I don't know, I can't think of another example of that. Blondes who would do two brown pieces?
Well, it kind of reminds me of when everyone, do you remember like 2012 was doing like that ombre, the brown towards the, towards your scalp? And then it would go into like bright colors. Like you would have legit two-tone hair.
Yeah, it started out as like the Giselle subtle ombre, and then it just went full on half and half hair.
Yeah.
So now we're going to have the half-half, not from the scalp, but in the vertical.
Vertical, exactly.
Vertical half-half. Yeah. This is why we don't name the trends. I just think it's hilarious when people put a name on these things. Otherwise...
I think it's for
the trend
TikTok,
doesn't happen.
And I think
if we didn't name it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I think it's for TikTok, and it's also for like it's just to keep the trend cycle going.
Oh, like a hair brand probably came up with this, and like
I don't know. Oh wait, hold on. One more just came to my mind. I know we try to keep these real. We try to keep the show nice and tight and very clean and tidy for you. Like now we're on to the next. Now we're on to the next. But another one came up. So on Dumois a couple months ago, somebody asked because people chime in with their questions. Like, hey, what's the real deal with TK celebrity and blah, blah? Somebody asked, whatever happened with Ken Pavez and Jessica Simpson? And she was like, oh, blast from the past. I don't really know that much. But I actually never knew there was any beef there. Again, not supposing there is beef, but the fact that somebody asked makes me wonder if there was something with the hairstylist Ken Paves, who was the loveliest guy when we met him. So,
also, what's Jessica Simpson up to besides counting her millions on her shoe empire?
She was in the Daily Mail yesterday, said, and people were saying that she was too skinny. So there's people are always interested in talking about her.
I find her fascinating. Having met her and interviewed her when I was at Cosmo Girl, she is smart. She is one smart cookie.
Oh, well, that's kind of what like the conversation went around to. Like, she was never as successful as Britney or like even Christina.
Let me tell you, I also interviewed Britney, and I would, my money's on Jessica Simpson any day.
Really?
She was like, you know, she crackled. Yeah. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, she was like, okay, I'm not, this is what.
Yeah, strategic.
She was strategic. Yeah. Yeah, strategic.
She'd be the first to tell you, I'm not the best singer. I'm not the best dancer. I'm not this, I'm not that, but she's smart. Yeah. Anyway, of course, it's always like a weight conversation that brings people back into the headlines.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know. Very Daily Mail, but sadly, very our culture. Not condoning it, just reporting the news. So
I could do a whole episode on some of these flashback beauty relationships. I love this. I'm thinking on it now. But in an effort to keep it modern and timely, I'm going to give you another news item. You ready for it?
Cool. What's going
on? I'm very excited about this one. Guess what, Jess? Dogs are getting skincare.
It's about time.
Because yes, dogs have fur, but some dogs, as you all know, do not, including my little Wolfgang, who is a hairless dog. And let me tell you, there are a bunch of hairless dogs out there. Like, oh, Dr. Wu, the tattoo artist, Tia Cholos, the Mexican breed hairless.
Yeah.
My dog, we found out from the DNA thing, we did Embark DNA. He's part American Embark. Hairless Terrier. Yeah, it's called Embark.
That's really
cute.
Isn't
that cute?
Yeah.
I got it as a gift from Eric. He's part American Hairless Terrier. Anyway, he has skin that gets like blackheads, that gets tanned and sunburnt. And anyway, it gets dry sometimes. Mm. Well, two new dog lines are launching. Yes, for dogs with hair, but also one of them has a skin cream. One is called Floof, F-L-O-O-F, Floof. It's launching this summer with a nourishing dog shampoo, a conditioner, and a soothing cream, which I'm excited about. I want to see what that is because I feel like Wolfie could use that. And then Artemis, I've actually been messaging with the founder because I think her line's really cool. She's starting out with a shampoo that's coming soon. Gorgeous. Looks like, I don't know, I spoil my dog. I want to like have things that look nice. So I feel like some of that luxury skincare beat is moving into the dog world. And one of them was actually formulated with a veterinary dermatologist. If that interests you, please see past episode that we had with a veterinary dermatologist, the number of which I cannot remember, but in the episode notes, just click on them and I'll put a link to that episode as well.
Excellent.
So anyway, dogs are getting skincare. And then I couldn't let us leave without a little science corner because I didn't do one last week. You ready for this? She's like,
did you not do one because you didn't think Moni would like it?
I don't know. I didn't have a good one. Sometimes, you know, I'm combing the journals, reading the academic papers, doing the research, and I'm just not inspired.
Okay.
No, Wanyi could handle it, I think. She's a big nerd. It's fine. This one's a little weird, but I think it's interesting. Okay, so deodorant. There's only been like kind of two ways to make it. You know, there's the clean, natural deodorants. There's the traditional deodorants, but they all kind of work on a odor masking technique. So you take whatever scent molecules you're making and the scientists figure out scents that counteract that. So it's sort of like nobody is smelling you. Or maybe it has a fragrance that's so big that like you don't smell the body odor underneath. Well, what causes body odor? Bacteria. Not to be gross, but like they're basically farting out gases and things that smell. And those are part of your microbiome and you need bacteria. Well, this company, RK, it's a company that manufactures specialized ingredients to be used as raw materials in cosmetic product formulations. Well, they have developed one called ScentArk. So I think this is so cool. Yes, they used machine learning. I love how that's a selling point always. We used machine learning. Cool. Thanks. To create this prebiotic nutrient blend that alters the underarm microbiome to make it less stinky. So, okay, they put this on volunteers who got their armpits swabbed before and after. They wore a like neutral deodorant base with nothing else but 4% of this active ingredient called ScentArk. And then 8 hours after they had applied this, they swabbed again the underarm. And here's what happens. It showed that beneficial bacteria, which one example is Staphylococcus, increased, while levels of two other bacterias, cornea bacterium and Staphylococcus hominis, those two bacteria, which are known to produce malodorous compounds, aka body odor, went down. So instead of like masking the smell or whatever, you're just sort of tweaking the microbiome so that it's not as stinky, if you will, which is a whole new way to approach deodorant, don't you think? Everybody listening is like, wait, did my streaming just stop? It's just like no, dead quiet.
I mean, it is a whole new way. I agree with you. It's a whole new way.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
No, it's cool. It is cool.
I think it is cool. And the thing is, you won't be able to buy this yet. There's like, they're selling this to brands. So maybe like Degree is going to come out within the next, you mark my words, everybody. In the next 6 months, some big deodorant brand that you know, plus a couple little indie startups are going to be like, we're using microbiome technology. And you'll be like, I bet it's that scent arc that Jen told us about in Jen's Science Corner. And that's all.
No, I do think it's interesting, Jen. I'm really glad that you do this.
You like, people like Science Corner, by the way. They message me all the time.
I know they do, Jen. I see the messages.
The benefit of Fat Mascara is you get two people with two distinct areas of interest and voices and expertise.
No, I like it. I appreciate your expertise in the microbiome.
Thank you. Let's go raise some wands. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand.
I know what you're expecting. You're expecting one of our listeners to have come through on the homework from last week, which was Jen needs a hair pomade for her husband, Eric. Wow. Radio silence from the fam. I know there's people out there that are like, I really wanted to do a raise one, but I don't know any good pomades. But luckily we have Shauna, who came through with like an adjacent kind of product. Shauna from Chicago, take it away.
Hey, ladies. My name is Shauna Fever, and I am actually a cookbook author from Chicago. And I like to think in a former life, I might have been a beauty editor or maybe an alternate life, a future life. At any rate, I am a beauty junkie, and I am obsessed with my hair, especially as I get a little bit older. I'm definitely noticing the texture start to change, and I colored as well. Love to get my highlights. So in the past year or so, I've discovered a product by a local salon here in Chicago. They're called Barrow for Everyone in Logan Square. And you have to go to the website. Their philosophy is amazing. It really is unlike any salon I've ever been to or read about. They're awesome. And they make a product that is sensational. And I am raising a wand to the hair cream from Barrow for Everyone. Like, literally, that's what it's called, the hair cream. And I have fine hairs, but a lot of them. So sometimes I can get a little bit of frizz. It also tends to like to lay really flat and straight. And this is a product that works a little like a hair oil in that it gives you sleekness. It gives you great moisture. It eliminates frizz. But I find that you can also get kind of a beachier look with it, but it does not dry crispy. It has a light fragrance, but it's not the kind of fragrance that hangs with you. It has been so great for my skin. I've never gotten a rash from it, which is something I have to watch out for with hair products. And you can build this stuff. So you can put it on wet hair, dry hair. If you blow dry your hair and you're like, hi, I just blow dried my hair. Like a little quarter size dollop of this moves it out and makes it look cool and makes the ends look good. But it's not like a paste or a wax where you can even feel it. It's basically magic. So that is the hair cream. I'm sorry if this is a very long message. I love, love, love your show. I love what you do. And you guys are such a great part of my week and raise my spirits all the time. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Shauna. Love that. Also, it looks like a very cool salon. I'm like, if I was in Chicago, I would definitely be going there. I think it's time for a different homework because nobody liked my pomade homework. Luckily, Jess is back. What do you got?
I thought of some new homework for everyone. Can you guys recommend, okay, like listen up, a scrub, like a bath, okay, a bath scrub, bath and shower scrub, the body that you use in the shower that won't mess up my bathroom or your bathroom. But what I mean by that is one that is not going to be gloopy doopy all over the tub. It's going to rinse away. One that when I open it, it doesn't feel like it's separated into two things like a science experiment. You know exactly the kinds that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Does it have to be in a jar? It does not, right?
No, it doesn't. It does not have. That's a great question. I recently got one where, I'm sorry, but this looked like kitchen cosmetics. It looked like half of it was like Wesson and the other half was like sand from the beach.
Canola oil?
Yeah. Okay. I don't have time to mix that up.
Yeah. And then if you're, you know what I've noticed about those too? If you put your hand that's wet in there, then the next time you open it up, there's like this white coating, like it changes because you're like introducing shower hand into the scrub. And remember back in the day, the fresh body scrub when it came in that glass jar?
Yeah.
Do you know how many of those I broke over the years?
I don't want a glass jar either.
Now tell me about texture. What are you looking for? Some people like really intense scrubby-dubby. So, some people like gentle. Well,
here's my favorite texture, which like it doesn't have to be this texture, but my personal favorite texture is a pre-mixed scrub. So it's like in a creamy base.
And not too, because I know when you do a body bar, you like a body bar that's like practically sandpaper. But this is
I like a creamy base that has like some grit to it. Like
which I bet is hard to do, get the grit and still
extremely
have it creamy.
Difficult. It's extremely.
That's what we're looking for. That's why we're coming to you, fam. Do you have a raise a wand to share with Jess? Creamy but gritty body scrubs.
I've actually also seen it almost like a dark kind of gelée that's gritty.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
And I don't want to have to then have a beach on the bottom of my shower tub. Like, don't leave those granules. They should rinse down. They have to be fine enough to then go down the drain, and I don't feel bad about clogging pipes. Definitely not a microplastic bead, right?
Egad.
The horror. The horror. This is a tall order, actually. Body scrubs are hard to do well.
They're really hard. And I think a lot of smaller companies do a lot of body scrubs because they're made with a very natural ingredient. It's not like, oh, I'm doing a serum that's going to like burn your face off and like take off, you know, years of hyperpigmentation. It's a lot of kind of simpler ingredients.
Manual exfoliation as opposed to like chemical. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the balance is really difficult.
Right. Okay. I love this homework. I'm going to call
it. It's hard, man.
What if I called in on the hotline and then played my own raise one? Don't make me do that, guys. Come through for us. Come
Like with a hat and sunglasses and like a potted plant in front of you.
This is Jamie from Brooklyn. Wow, I amuse myself. Okay, that's excellent.
You know what this is, Jen? This is what happens when you're 3 hours away on a farm.
the real Jen comes out.
Oh my God. Wait a second. I love this idea of like you living on a farm.
Yeah.
Can I live on a farm too? Do you think it would be weird if we both went
and
lived on farms?
Yeah, so far the farm's going to have, I mean, this is the goal I'm working towards with all those books about how you save for retirement so you can have a retirement you enjoy. I'm working for two goats because you don't want to have one goat because they need to be friends because pack animals.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. You can't just have some lonely ass goat. No way.
So I want two goats and I want chickens. And then obviously all the plants.
Wait, I've actually had like a secret dream, which is no longer a secret because now I'm telling like thousands of people, like tens of thousands of people. I've actually like, I really like pigs.
Did you see that one movie, that black and white movie that was it was a documentary about a pig?
I wrote it down. Yeah, I haven't seen it. Oh. Is it really upsetting?
Yes, but it's heartbreaking and it's beautiful and you still need to watch it. It's important cinema. Okay, so pigs. You want a pig?
Well, you can't have one pig. You need
a couple
of pigs.
No, same thing, right? I don't know if my farm has... Listen,
they need space to root.
I need way more fat mascara sponsors, and I need you to use those sponsor codes if I'm going to have room for two pigs for Jess when she wants to come visit my farm.
Oh, no offense. I want my own pigs because I need to sleep with them.
Oh. Okay. I imagine you have seen how pigs live, right?
Yeah, they don't live in the city.
But you want to sleep where they're sleeping? You're worried about your gritty body scrub on the bottom of your shower tub, but you want to sleep with pigs. Is this what you're telling me?
Animals are different.
Okay.
Animals are different.
By then, we'll have some sort of mud substitute, some dirt substitute, some hay substitute so that they stay.
I just think pigs are so great.
Wonderful. They're beautiful. So they could use that doggy skincare because they can get sunburned just like Wolfie can. And anytime anyone tells you, by the way, that pigs are the only mammals besides humans that get sunburned. Not true. Come see Wolfgang right now up here. Wow, we went off topic.
That's all right.
Give us your body scrubs. Call us 646-481-8182 or email us a voice memo. Those actually sound way better, by the way, for everybody's listening pleasure. Yeah. Don't be nervous, embarrassed. If you mess up, just keep going. I'll edit out the mess up. Like, just talk to me like you're talking to me.
Jen will make you sound good.
I'll make you sound so good. So like, leave me a little voice memo about your body scrub and why you love it. Email it to info@fatmascara.com.
And if anyone has any pigs or chickens or goats, tell us about them. Send us some photos.
Oh my God. I want to go. I want to invite us maybe to your farm. We would do a live episode. It'll be like Paris and
Simple Life.
It was Simple Life, but it's a Fat Mascara Life, and we'll come to your farm. And
oh my God,
it'll
be that's great. Really funny.
I work hard, by the way. Like, you put me to work, I'll do whatever. All right, I have, this doesn't feel very farmer friendly, my raise one. Shall I go first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jess, do you remember Perfect Beauty?
P-U-R? Oh, P-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Dash.
P-E-R. Correct.
Oh my God.
They had this body tint. It's so funny. I don't like to self-tan.
Oh my God, yes.
Do you remember it?
It came in a big old tube or something?
Yes, and it was not a self-tanner, but it was like body makeup, but somehow it looked incredibly natural. It did not smudge. I want to say I even wore it to your wedding, which ties into why I'm raising one to this product now. You know, like that first spring thing you have to go to with bare legs, and it's like your legs, no matter what your skin tone, maybe they're ashy, maybe they're a little bit like grayish tone, maybe they're so pale. Like after the winter, they just don't look great. And you need something to like warm up and enhance and sort of blur and perfect. And they had this body tint that was like all of that. It was like, it was expensive because it was like a face primer. It had that like pore filling quality, but it also had this color that more, anyway. I ran out of it. I think I used it at your wedding. That's why I'm bringing it back full circle to your anniversary.
I can't believe that you mentioned Perfect Body Tint. That's so crazy.
Well, here's why. So this other brand just came to my attention. It's called Hi Beautiful You. And I was like, sure, I'd love to see samples. So the company sent me a sample of the Hi Beautiful You Body Perfecting Bronzer. I squeezed a tiny bit out on my legs and I was like, oh, this is it. This is the same. This is better. This is great. So then I did a little sleuthing. Turns out the guy who originally founded Perfect Beauty, for whatever reason with investors and all that, he ended up leaving that brand. I don't even think the brand is sold anymore because I haven't been able to find it.
Yeah, it's not. I just went online. It's not.
Yeah. So he started this new company, Hi Beautiful You, and damned if he didn't one-up his old body bronzer and make this new body perfecting bronzer. It's a big old tube. It looks like a weird brownish green color, but it's a matte blurring skin perfecting body bronzer that then washes off, no self-tanner, and doesn't transfer onto clothing. And it's lovely. It's not cheap. It's like $50-something, but neither was his other one. But I think that's because it's basically like the same formula you'd get in like a face primer, but you're getting a body size tube of it. And I love it. And it's perfect for like if you have a, I don't know, wedding season's coming and everybody's going to get out their legs, or maybe you're just not ready for spring yet and you want to look a little bit more ready. It just makes you feel confident. Oh my
That's
God,
what
I like
need.
A freaking ad. Shut me up.
No, I mean, yesterday I wore a skirt for the first time since
right,
like
that first skirt of spring.
Listen, as the podcast host here, co-host, I don't want to be promoting like body insecurity. I want to be a role model, but I'm just going to keep it real. Mm-hmm. I felt really awkward. I was wearing a skirt and I just felt like
self-conscious.
Felt self-conscious. I had little like blue legs.
Yeah. And also, it's like, what happens to your knees after a certain? My knees have been through 10 years of soccer, multiple marathons and mountain climbing, gravity. They just look.
It wasn't nice, Jen. It wasn't
you
nice.
You need this. You need Hi Beautiful You Body Perfecting Bronzer.
Yeah, I need it. So maybe, I just saw the link. I just saw the link.
Okay, raise a wand.
Raise a wand.
All right, what about you?
I'm going to be quite boring. I'm going to be really boring. But I feel like if there's one thing I know, it is a creamy, pinky nude lip. I don't bring new ones into my rotation because I have the one I like, and I have the one I like, and I have the one I like.
Yes, we all know about Tom Ford's Spanish Pink.
Spanish
we
Pink.
All
and
know.
Then, and before that, it was Charlotte Tilbury, Bitch Perfect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there's really been two, oh, and slash Penelope Pink. There's been three, really, in my rotation. I don't know how I lived without Shantikai, Lip Chic, and Camellia.
Oh. Oh, okay.
It's really good, and here's how it's different than the other three. The Charlotte Tilburys, which I haven't talked about in like years, those are like more, they don't budge. They're more like they hang on to your lip. They're not like matte, but they hang on. The Tom Ford Spanish Pink, and this is like, you can tune out if this is not your jam. This is like, you know, some people are matte people. Some people are like red lip people. This is if you're in that wheelhouse. The Tom Ford is really creamy, really grown up, really like, I'm wearing a lipstick. It's like a Lisa Vanderpump. I'm wearing a lipstick lady, okay? Mm-hmm. It hangs on, but you have to touch up. The Chantecaille Lip Chic is more like glossy, and you have to touch up more. It's like a cross between a gloss and a lipstick.
But you want to touch up.
Yeah, because it feels really
comforting.
Good. It's very comforting. It's the most comforting out of all of them.
When you said Lip Chic, I know that product, and I almost said out loud, oh my God, it's like a hug for your lips.
It's a hug for your lips.
They're so lovely and glidey.
They're very glidey. So you have to touch up a lot.
Yeah, it's not a long wear.
Yeah, not long wear at all. But it feels really nice. It's super nourishing. It's a great brand. I love Chantecaille.
Look at how we tied it all together. They are huge supporters of animal welfare.
Like, I was just about to say that, but I was like, I feel like people are going to think I'm doubling down and like.
No, because that's my favorite thing about that brand. It's luxe. Yes, these are luxe products with luxe price points, but they give a bunch of money to philanthropies that Jess and I shouldn't speak for you, but that I think are really amazing.
Oh, no, yes. I'm a big supporter. The David Sheldrick Foundation, they're big, big, big on that. And then every single year they come out with a new cause. So whether it's like anything from like elephants to like pangolins to big cats to the bees, they're really cool.
I wrote a whole story about how they were supporting wolf management in the Western United States. And I actually went wolf tracking with
so jealous
with the Chantecailles.
They call you Cousin Jen.
They still call me Cousin Jen. That was a bonding trip. Please see Mary Claire issue, I don't know, 2015. But yeah. Okay. So new charity, Jen and Jess's Sanctuary Farm. We'll start up the nonprofit, get that 501c3.
I was about to say we need to.
Yeah. And then they can support our farm.
We got to get this going.
And the farm is capital F, little A, little R, capital M. See what I did there? FM, farm.
Oh, that's really
cute. Fat mascara philanthropy.
Oh, fat farm.
Fat farm.
Get
oh my God, fat farm. Okay, we need to go and go. Let's go write up this business plan.
Okay,
all right,
cool.
That's a really good one. Don't forget about the body scrubs. Send those to us. Get your beauty sleep so you can go out and enjoy spring. Or if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, because I know there's a lot of you, sorry. So you can go up and enjoy autumn. It's just that changing seasons time of year. It's just divine, no matter where you are. So get your beauty sleep.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.